Pittsfield High School students joined in the day of walkouts around the country Wednesday.
We want change! We want change!
Students at Pittsfield High School stood in solidarity with their peers around the country, dozens filling the front steps of the school. But the tone was different from last month. A similar action took place on February 27th.
It's a bit different because it's not more of a memorial. Today is more of a protest, so we stand strict with we want reform.
McKaylee Cookis is a PHS senior and activist who helped organize both walkouts in Pittsfield. The message at this one was clear.
My sign says enough is enough.
Isabella Penna Ward is a ninth grader.
It means that the violence needs to stop and that children need to feel safe in schools.
If a sense of hopelessness prevailed in the weeks after the February 14th shootings, the 17 minutes on the steps of the high school Wednesday felt like something more. For many of the students, this was their first experience with political demonstration. Juliana Martinez, 17, is a junior at PHS.
Yes, it has been my first time and it is very powerful and I feel like it will make a change one day.
Liam Nestor, 17, is also a junior at PHS.
Not much happens in Pittsfield normally, so being able to connect with the national level in Pittsfield is pretty cool.
He noted other differences between this and the school's first walkout.
Well, there's no police barriers and it's a lot colder. Snowing this time, but we still came out.
The galvanizing impact of a unified protest was not lost on Nestor.
Usually, high schoolers are just students. We're not usually viewed for our opinions, but now we can have a medium to project our opinions into the world.
A pair of well-wishers were happy to see the students' opinions on display, standing on the sidewalk in front of the school as snow fell. Pam Schultz has two grandchildren at PHS.
I'm just proud of these kids, and they're all going to be voting in November, and that's what they need to do.
Her friend, Susan Wismer, offered this advice.
Keep this up. Don't quit. Be persistent. Change takes time, but be persistent. Don't quit. Resist.
But little encouragement was needed among the assembled youth. With a powerful theme providing their generation with a national platform over the past month, their voices were loud and clear. Again, Juliana Martinez.
A message to the rest of the country would be, we need to make a change and today is the day we make it happen. We can't wait until something else happens. It has to be done now. In order for it to be done now, we have to keep protesting and keep doing what we have to in order to make this change happen.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.